Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. I'm Robin Kotke.
I'm David Levin.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Robin.
What a great raffle party that was.
Oh, it was so great.
Yeah, you know, it was a great way to culminate a great raffle season. And this year, we reimagined the raffle celebration, and at least since we've been in Viroqua, it has always been an adult evening at the Rooted Spoon, and that was nice, certainly. But, you know, we really wanted to boost attendance and have some more fun, and we hosted it at the school this year and had a family fun night. Pizza, prizes, and popcorn, I think, was the theme. We fired up the mud oven, and by we, I mean Justina Manspeaker and Eric Lieberman and Alex Wade, and had scores of people. I mean, we were really amazed at that turnout. It was at least double what we anticipated. I'm guessing at least 150 people.
It was so great.
It was.
The pizza was great.
It was good.
Really good.
Yeah. I mean, it was like an assembly line. I think we ended up making more pizzas because thank goodness for all of the people who made dough and extra dough. And we had some students from Youth Initiative come over and help us. We couldn't have done it without them. The mud oven was a class project, is my understanding,
years
ago. I think it was Drew Chanka's class. So it was really fun to put that to use. And there we had our first annual popcorn pop-off. Congratulations to Jordan Brudos, who made... Did you try that maple bacon popcorn?
I didn't try any of them. Was that Jordan's?
Dang.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was really good. Simon Stumpf entered a white chocolate popcorn ball that was a close second. That was really good, too.
How many entries were there, even?
I believe there were five. There was one that was a nice, spicy version. Anyway, it was just terrific. And one of the things that made it even more terrific was all of Simon's puns on popcorn. So that was really fun. One of the things that really struck me was the variety of people who were there. I mean, certainly there were a number of families, current students, but the mayor made an appearance. We saw folks from the broader community who had purchased tickets, and LaVon, aka Spanky from Sleepy Hollow, came to pull the winning ticket. And there were just a lot of folks. I saw some new faces, folks that I had never seen before. And so it was just a great feel-good event. The weather lent itself so beautifully, so there was a lot of outdoor play. We had planned for indoor games, and there was at least one board game happening in the handwork room. The children were playing apples to apples. That was a sweet scene. There were many ages and lots of laughter. And then the library was also open for folks to work on postcards for the Waldorf 100 postcard project. And but most of the folks were milling around outside. We had live music from Kathy Linskins and Bill Spear. And finally, the prizes. That was so exciting.
So exciting.
So if you haven't heard, here are the folks that you should congratulate for winning this year's prizes. Grand prize went to Bonnie and Stosh Wandke, Lisa Anderson's parents, Grace Anderson's grandparents.
Yeah.
They were out of town. There's a sweet story about that. She said that her mom kept saying, "I just really have a feeling that I'm going to win that car." And she said that as she was pulling away from their last visit, her dad called out, "Oh, we'll talk to you when we win the car," you know, and Lisa said, "Ha ha, you know, good luck." And so that was a great story. And Lisa was there to accept the prize, if you will, on their behalf. And, you know, we announced this on Facebook, and it's been really fun to see, the comments from friends of the Wandkes. And, you know, they say, "Oh, we can't imagine nicer people, you know, winning this car." And, anyway, they live in New London, Wisconsin. They're on vacation, so they will be coming to Viroqua soon to pick up the car and settle up with Spanky over at Sleepy Hollow. We will definitely be on hand. We'd love to get some photographs of that exchange happening. And there's a great story about the second prize, too. The second prize, of course, was the two giant brand bikes from Blue Dog Cycles. Mm. And the winner of that prize is Mackenzie Adelman, who I believe lives in the Twin Cities. So the ticket was sold by Jonelle Kesaw. She's new to the school. And She said that she sold 15 extra tickets because she was at a family gathering and everybody was really excited, and she ended up selling extra tickets. And one of the things that Alice Ann over at Blue Dog Cycles was particularly excited about was that that Jonelle had sold the winning ticket. She said that Jonelle and Jonelle's late husband, Andy, who passed away over the summer, have always been great supporters of Blue Dog Cycles, and Mackenzie is Andy's cousin.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that was a sweet connection there too. Mm. So Mackenzie will be coming to Viroqua to pick up her bicycles. Congratulations.
Yes.
And finally, the third prize. This was really fun. The winner of that prize is Matisse Angelbert. He's a second grader at the school.
Oh, wow.
The ticket was bought by his mom. And they had been at the raffle celebration and they had left. But when his name was called out as the winner, I mean, it was so sweet to see hear all of the cheers from all of the children who know Matisse very well. And they said, oh, he left. But he's super excited to be the owner of that beautiful salmon-colored kayak. So thank you to all who came out, everybody who bought tickets, sold tickets. Special thanks to the raffle committee. That is Erica Garrity, Simon Stumpf, Hallie Ashley, and Lars Bergen is kind of an honorary member this year. But he was really instrumental, along with Erica Garrity, in obtaining the car. Mm. And we're hoping to have a car another time soon. Lavon over at Sleepy Hollow said, let's do this again sometime. And we said, okay, well, you know, we'll keep talking. So if you haven't noticed, there is a coupon on the back of every raffle ticket, the portion that you keep for 10% off of regular maintenance over at Sleepy Hollow. And it is important to know that they service not just American-made cars, they do service imports too.
Yeah.
And Subarus, he pointed out, which I thought was great because I think that there was a little profiling there, but
a lot of Subarus
at Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah.
But what a great experience it was with them. And, you know, what a nice guy. One of the things that Lavon also said was how nice it was to hear from people who came in and said, hey, what a cool partnership. Thank you so much for your donation to the school.
Yeah.
And that really meant a lot to him too. As you know, the raffle is the school's largest fundraiser and is great visibility for the school and makes so many things at the school possible.
A success all around.
All around. All right, let's take a look at the calendar. Wednesday and Thursday, April 3rd and 4th, the second grade play at 9:30 in the second grade classroom. Come out to see Tom Bombadil's Adventures. Second grade invites you to come see its play, Tom Bombadil's Adventure by J.R.R. Tolkien, in the second grade classroom. That sounds fun. The school store will be open April 5th after the assembly. This is an even grade assembly on Friday, April 5th. Stop by the front lobby before or after the assembly to check out all the new spring items that the school store has in stock, perfect for the Easter season. Saturday, April 6th, another kindergarten morning, 10 a.m. to noon. Come experience the magic of the Waldorf Kindergarten along with your child. There will be some time to play all together, and then time where children will be outside for supervised play while parents can ask questions of our illustrious kindergarten teachers. An RSVP is required. Please contact Juden Brudos in the office for more information and to register. Also Saturday, April 6th, a clothing swap, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the school gym. All are invited. Let's talk about the clothing swap and the rules of the clothing swap. There really are no rules. Well, maybe a few. But you don't have to bring something to. It's not a true swap in the terms of, here, I'll give you this pair of pink socks for that green hat. That's not quite how it works. Basically, just bring the things that your family is no longer wearing. And I will qualify that and say things that are in good use condition with no rip stains, and please no lone socks. That's a drag. It is really helpful if you drop your items off in the school office beforehand, because setup happens, you know, the night before. But of course, we will accept your items that same day. Pick up things for your family that you need and drop off things that you don't. It's really that simple. If you don't have something to bring, that's A-okay too. There's plenty to go around. This is open to the entire community, and it's always so sweet to see another little one super stoked over that sweet nightgown that your little one wore. Mm-hmm. They know. I think the children love it as much as we do. My children always want to just pile up things to bring home, and I have to call it, but it is something that they really look forward to also. Donations can be dropped off in the school office beginning April 1st. If you are interested in taking a shift during the swap, please contact Jordan Brudas in the front office. The clothing swap is brought to you by the PRWS Parent Association. The Viroqua Parks and Recreation Department 2019 Activity Guide and the 2019 Viroqua Area School Summer School Program Guides are out. Copies of the brochures are available on top of the parent library shelf across from the third grade classroom. Registration begins April 1st for the Park and Rec program, and the last day for registration is April 30th. Registration for the summer school programs is from March 28th through April 17th. Also, the lineup for Pleasant Ridge summer camps will soon be available as well. We'll keep you posted. If you've ordered pizzas from the 7th grade pizza fundraiser, pickup will be Friday, April 5th at 2:30 p.m. If that doesn't work for you, arrangements can be made to pick up during the week as well. Just ask. Thanks so much for your support. Proceeds from this fundraiser do go to their 8th grade trip. Also, Friday, April 5th, Celebration of the Arts. What a treat this is. 6:30 p.m. in the Old Main Building. This is a faculty-led event and an offering of many talents from the faculty. There will be music and song and skits and just a sweet evening. This is a fundraiser for the faculty professional development. Always a great time. We already know how talented our faculty is. However, they also have a lot of hidden talents that tend to come out at this event.
It's a great show.
It is. And please come. There will be a silent auction. There will be some snacks for noshing, and it will be a good time all around.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, we have some sweet news. We know who the first grade teacher is going to be. Have you heard?
I have.
Yes. Well, folks, please congratulate our next year's first and second grade teacher. We will be combining the first and second grades for the coming 2019-2020 school year. Mr. Ronald Schirmer will be welcoming the new first graders into this combined class. Mr. Schirmer, of course, has had experience with a previous combined class at Pleasant Ridge, and we are very excited to have him take this on again.
It's so great.
I have such a sweet story to share, if you'll indulge me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we were delighted with this news because, of course, you know Mr. Schirmer, and you've seen him with these little ones. And Lucy, who is a rising first grader, and Mari were talking about who the first grade teacher is going to be just last weekend over lunch. And we were talking about it, and Lucy said, oh, well, I already know who the teacher is going to be. And of course, I knew, but this isn't something that we share with the children. Mm-hmm. And I've been very careful not to talk about it. And so I said, oh, you do? And she said, well, yeah, it's Mr. Schirmer. And I said, who told you that? And she just looked at me for a second, and then she said, my heart. Come on. It was so
good.
It was so good. And, you know, another really sweet story is that Lucy has had this little bath toy, this little plastic guy who looks nothing like Mr. Schirmer, who's a little tugboat captain, that she has called Mr. Schirmer since she was two. You know, that was her bath toy. And I think that she would see him at assemblies, and she was just kind of besotted with Mr. Schirmer. And so she doesn't call him Mr. Schirmer, the bath toy Mr. Schirmer anymore.
Ronald, now they're on first name basis.
No, she just doesn't call it that either. I think that now she feels a little, you know, self-conscious about it. And, you know, his name has changed now a couple of times. But I remember when Mr. Schirmer was coming through, and I was just hoping he would take a sabbatical year because I thought, oh, what a lovely teacher he would be for Lucy. And of course, Lucy's right on the cusp, you know, with her birthday. And oh, I was just really hoping for it. And then, you know, last year, and then I just said, you know, I just have to trust that the right teacher will come. And so when this was announced, I just was so delighted. And then, of course, to have Lucy respond in this way. So it's not so uncommon in Waldorf schools for classes to be combined if classes are small. And that does not mean that they would be together all the way through. the plan would be to eventually separate. And the nice thing too is that Mr. Shermer has great experience with this.
Yes.
So, and the other really sweet thing about this combined class is that a number of those children already know each other and play beautifully together because they were in the mixed age kindergarten together. Mm-hmm. And so if you see Mr. Shermer around, please give him a high five or a hug and welcome him once again as the first grade teacher. Some sad news is that we will be at the end of the school year bidding farewell to Miss Magda, the kindergarten assistant. Alas, Magda has decided to move back to Massachusetts this summer. She is so grateful for all the incredible experience she's had in Viroqua and with the kindergarten, but she's ready to take on the next phase of her life closer to family and friends. I don't know if you know this, but Magda is a Waldorf alum herself.
Did not know.
From out east. But what a gift she's been to the kindergarten, and we wish her much success mm-hmm. in her new ventures. Which leads me to a 2019-2020 employment opening. If you can imagine yourself in the kindergarten assistant role, please be in touch with us. We are currently looking for an afternoon kindergarten assistant, which is from 11:20 to 3:20 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's time to return your skates, folks. Winter's over. Please return all borrowed skates to the office as soon as possible. Looks like Nan has already picked up some that were in cubbies, but if you have some at home, please bring them back to the office for use next year. Farewell to Amy Hazel. Amy Hazel has been the administrative chair for the past year and a half at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School and will not be returning next year. My understanding is that they're moving back to Iowa. Thank you, Amy, for all the work that you've done for the school.
Thank you.
We wish you well. Thank you. Community news. Miss Lori will be offering childcare in her country home this summer. Miss Lori is a kindergarten assistant and may be emailed at loried2@frontiernet.net for more information. That's LORID, the number 2@frontiernet.net. Flautist Jonathan Borgia and pianist Mary Ellen Haupert will present a recital entitled Silenced Voices at 7 p.m. on Saturday, March 30th at the ARC. Open admission by free will donation. The Viroqua Area Rotary Club is producing the Celtic Beat 2, Celtic and Gaelic Fest, Sunday, March 31st at 2 p.m. at the Historic Temple Theater. The concert will feature a variety of Celtic and Scottish music and song with some audience participation. Performers include PRWS parents and teachers. Tickets are $20 and are available for purchase at Citizens First Bank, Callan Wealth Management, Viroqua Food Co-op, Quillen's, and Parish Music, all in Viroqua, and from the Bank of Ontario Westby office, Vernon Women's Alliance, and Viroqua Rotarians. For reservations or more information, contact Karen Dahl at mwt.net. That's K-D-A-H-L at mwt.net. All right, folks, that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us.
Have a great week. Thanks, Robin.
Thanks, David.
Talk to you then.